prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 8th April 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to do something a little different. I don't get very often do a program by myself. And the last two nights, I want to do, I guess you say, a sermon from Psalms. And I want to be an encouragement. I'm mostly going to read some scripture and maybe say a few words along the way with that. But I want to share some songs with you folks. So sometimes, I guess you are just like me, you need an uplift, some encouragement. In the book of Psalms, although written by a man who had many ups and downs, talking about David as a whole, wrote most of the book of Psalms, and he died at a young age. He died at age 70. I'm already a year older than what he was when he passed away. But the man had a full life. Did some wonderful things for glory of God and committed some massive sins and paid for it, of course. But he wrote a book of Psalms, I think, spoken from a man with a heart just like you and I. So I want to share some songs with you tonight. Before I do that, though, tomorrow being Thursday, by the grace of God, we'll be in office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. You can call us and talk to us, ask questions if you like. If you'd like to say hi to me, and if I can help in any way, I will. Love to guide you if I can spiritually. If you want to place an order, give a donation, whatever you want to do, you can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, it does save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448. And I hope you'll take advantage of that. I really do. We'll be off tomorrow, like I said, from 9 to 4. And we're for a short word tonight, of course, on 6115. I say it every night. Melody Seastrom is the reason why we're there. Melody Seastrom, folks, is a hard-working lady and puts her heart into her work and tries to help people all she can with what she does. You call her up at 800-375-4188 and tell her I sent you over if you don't mind. And don't forget, we're still offering a course, Backyard Medicine Book. I ordered a new batch in. I hope to hear it tomorrow, but she'll be here any day at a great price. $18.95 was $24.95, but we got a good deal on this time. Was really blessed with that. It's available if you want it. You by calling the toll-free number and order with credit card, debit card, or writing to us. If you don't have our address tomorrow, call and get our address tomorrow. You'll find it on PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Go to the headline page, the desk and headline page, news headlines. Check out what's happening, folks. And what we put up there is so revealing about the current events. It really is. But you can call tomorrow and order the Backyard Medicine. We also, I'm going to mention again, because this ties in with what's happening today, the book entitled The Grand Design Exposed. I told you we got that, and it's a fantastic book. The Grand Design Exposed. We got about several women had a chance to buy them at a pretty good price. We have them here, folks. The Grand Design Exposed. And we're going to let go out here again for $12.95. It's a book that everyone who believes in Jesus Christ as a personal Savior needs to read, understand some of the history of this country. What it was actually meant to be and was in the beginning, and what it was predestined to be in the end. The Grand Design Exposed. It's available for $12.95. Of course, we still have the REM sleep, the vitamin toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Cartervite, Strauss heart drops. All those things you hear because we want to offer you the best products we can and keep the lights on. So let's move on from there, like I said, but tomorrow's a good time to call and talk to us at 800-375-4188. Or 304-846-4448. And again, I would urge you, go to YouTube, or, YouTube is a good place to find it. Type in my name, Pastor Butch Paul, or call to Decision Ministries. As long as YouTube lets these air, and I'm so surprised it's still there, I really am, but we're still on YouTube. And watch this past Saturday's current events, and the third part of a lesson I started, The Dangers of Trusting Self. Please, folks, it's vitally important, especially in today's world. You understand why I wrapped up with Jeremiah 42 when you go to that lesson. You will. Tonight I'm going to say hi to a special lady that I've been chatting with via email for a while. We had before in the past, but it's the first time everybody talked to her via email. Her name is Shirley. She lives in the UK. And she's been sending me some very sweet emails. The last article I wrote, entitled A Fearful People, she emailed me back, and I got to share this because I want to move on. Because this is, folks, these are the reasons I want to be a servant of Christ. I'm such a miserable failure in a lot of ways, but by His grace and mercy, maybe I can serve Him somewhat. She said, thank you for the most honest and brilliant article with the pure facts that I have read. I'm going to send a copy to the Archbishop of Canterbury. I wish I could send it to every church in the UK. I would love to send it to the Queen as well. I thought, wow, what a powerful statement. I mean, this is hillbilly preacher, Pastor Butch Paul, an article sent to the UK and going before the Archbishop of Canterbury. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm humbled. I really am. But nonetheless, she also sent me a picture of the countryside. I love the English countryside. I was there briefly while I was in the Air Force, and I loved the countryside and just the quaintness of it. And she sent me some pictures I really enjoyed looking at. But let's move on. I told you I'm going to do a sermon in Psalms tonight. I'm just going to mostly read Scripture because the Scripture, the Bible, the Word is a sermon. It should be our guiding light every day. And we need from time to time, whenever we're oppressed and depressed and frustrated, aggravated, whatever it might be at the time, discouraged, worried, and we shouldn't worry. I know that. We shouldn't. Because as the guy said, it's a mild form of atheism. We should not let that tear us down. We should go to the Scriptures. And the book of Psalms has always been an uplift to me. And of course, we all know the 23rd Psalm and others that uplift us and bless us. But I want to read three Psalms tonight, and I'll take phone calls, as always, if I can. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. But I want to read the Psalms to you first and say a few words along the way. Please bear with us tonight, because I think you're going to enjoy this. We're going to start in Psalms chapter 2, and I'm reading this to the ones I know that listen to this broadcast who don't like what we're saying. They would love to have some reason to come down on us, and probably will one day for our stand. And I know the FBI has listened because several years ago I was called before the FBI for something I said on the radio. I was called before a federal grand jury, and the FBI has interviewed me three times. So I know they listen. And this is for their sake, because I'm not angry with them. I'm not angry. They're doing what their master tells them to do, and their master being Satan. I know that. But Psalms 2 speaks to these people and to the world leaders and all those, we'll say, in charge of this world system. It says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now those, he's talking here about, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, but he also said their bands, the bands of those who obey God and preach His laws, His commandments. Those bands bind them. They don't like that. At one time, this society was a moral enough society that they believed that the laws of God were to enforce society, at least morally. They didn't like it, so they broke those bands asunder. Why did the heathen rage and imagine of anything? He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Hard to imagine, isn't it? But he's laughing. The Lord shall have them in derision. Oh my. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, or if you want, the heathen nations, folks, for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dice them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Please, people, let that sink in tonight, in these troubling times, worldwide troubling times. I know it's just having the same problems in the UK as they are here. Insanity's taken over. Insanity's taken over. But the heathen is in a rage and imagine vain things, and their downfall is coming just as sure as the sun's going to rise somewhere tomorrow. Their judgment is coming, and they're going to perish in a way. But those who put their trust in the Lord, not in man, not in man's systems, not in man's worldly advice and counsel, but in the Lord, they are blessed. Like to read to you now Psalms 94. This is a prayer that we need to pray every day. People say, well, it's a hate prayer. Do you think the Lord God would let David pray a prayer like this if he thought it was a hate prayer? We are to pray for protection and even pray to God to avenge the evil that's done upon innocent people. Psalm 94 says this, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How shall they utter and speak hard things? That means they speak arrogantly, stiff-necked, perverted, proud. Do you see that in this country? Do you see it even in the so-called whorehouse they call churches? Of course you do. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. Folks have done that ever since the beginning. We've been blessed in America up until now, and now it's starting to change. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, and folks, we have murdered somewhere in this area of 85 to 100 men, babies, and we'll say an earthly daddy, but they didn't have a father. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when shall ye be wise? Wow. Brutish means stupid, insensible. That's what that means. You stupid, insensible among the people, and you fools, those that don't believe in God, when will you be wise? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chasteneth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. That means disciplines, folks. O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law. In other words, if you're a child of God, he will chasten you and teach you his ways. If he doesn't chasten you, then you're a bastard. You're none of his. So the Lord's chastening is not pleasurable, folks. I know that from personal experience. But it's reassuring to know that I'm his child. And he punishes his own to guide us in the right way. Just like my earthly daddy did. My earthly daddy only spanked me 3 times growing up. That's all it took. But he did it not because he hated me, because he loved me. And taught me things I need to know. Let's move on. That thou sayest, give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit he digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in the heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, and my soul had almost dwelt in silence, when I said, my foot slippeth, the mercy of the Lord held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Let me stop there a second. Folks, we're told in Philippians to dwell on, to think on good things, pure things, righteous things, things of joy and peace and contentment. I know, being a man myself, my thoughts are not always centered on good things. Sometimes my mind is troubled. Sometimes I fight temptations. Just like everybody else, I am just a mere mortal. I had the same temptations that you do. Christ was tempted in every way that we're tempted, but yet he didn't sin, so he became the perfect sacrifice, a perfect lamb, the shed blood on the cross of Calvary, so we would have hope one day. Even through our iniquity, our stupidity, our stubbornness, and our foolishness, we ask forgiveness, and his grace is sufficient to forgive us. His blood is sufficient to cleanse us. Hallelujah. That's good teaching, people. I love that. That's great teaching. That's the hope we have. He comforts us, folks, in our thoughts. And our soul delights in him and his laws if we follow him. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. Have we seen that happen? Have we? But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. Just stop there a second. Let's dwell on that a minute. The Lord is my defense. Folks, his word should be our lives. His word should be our plea before the world. His word should be our lawful plea before man. They may ignore it. They may hate it. They may detest us for saying it. But his word is our defense. And the Lord God is our refuge. He's a rock and refuge. We're not going to find solace in things of man. Folks, I know, because I'm guilty, like everyone else, from putting the trust in man and man's ways and man's ideas and man's benefits. And if you read in Proverbs 23, you're told if you seek the benefits of a delicacy of a king's table, to slice your own throat. That's in your Bible. The Lord is our refuge. He's our strength. He's our shield. He's our portion, no matter what the troubled time may be. And it goes on to say, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity. Iniquity, folks, means lawlessness, sinfulness. And shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. That is a promise, as long as a prayer, and even a prayer from us, that we see these things happen. There's nothing wrong with asking the Lord to please protect us, keep us under his wings. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all wrong with that. Matter of fact, we should pray that prayer daily and read it to glorify our Father in heaven and seek his answers and his truths. In Psalm 91, tonight before you go to bed, pick up your 1611 King James Bible, throw away the NIV, the NKJV, and all the rest of them. Pick up the NASB, all of them. Throw them away. Go back to the Bible that has the right wording in it. In Psalms 91, read, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Almighty, that is the Hebrew word of Shaddai. Shaddai. The Almighty God. The Almighty Protector. He who dwelt in the secret place of the Most High. Those who seek to be in Christ and see and follow him. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Oh, I love from time to time. I don't get this very often, you know that. But I love from time to time to be able to do this. Just maybe expound on a few verses, but let the scripture speak for itself. Who do I, from time to time, turn to? Sometimes, folks, it's not always to the Lord as it ought to be. Now, he may be in the back burner of my mind, but sometimes I seek help where I shouldn't. I put trust where I shouldn't. He said, the Lord is my refuge. He's my fortress. My God in whom I will trust. Surely he would deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And he said, preacher, that means that we won't go through any suffering. We'll be out, he'll protect us from all the bad things ahead. That's not what it's saying, folks. He can, of course, and he has many times. But you see, our hope is in the faith in him. Not what we desire for ourselves in this on this earthly plane. Our faith in him is what preserves us through. No matter whether it's good or bad, it preserves us. Again, read Hebrews 11. It did mighty, the faith of those men and women did mighty works. But the same faith the men and women had them sawn asunder and lived in caves. He is the one who's going to protect us. If anything means taking us home. We can't lose, folks. We cannot lose in Christ. If we live, it's Christ. If we die, we gain. We can't lose. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. How many of you have been around a chicken, an old hen with a bunch of biddies? And something frightened the chicken and the biddies, and she spreads her wings out and covers them with her wings. You ever seen that happen? They all run under her for protection. When a chicken hawk flies over, they all scurry to get under their mama, and she puts her wings over them to protect them. That's what the Father wants to do for us. We can hide under his protection, under his wings, so to speak. And his truth shall be our shield and buckler. Our shield and buckler. That is a military, those are military items, folks. I was told to put on the whole armor of God. And he is our shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Again, that does not mean that you may not be seeing things ahead that you don't want to go through. But we mustn't be afraid of it. We must be terrified by it. They may kill our body. They may destroy our stuff. They may burn our homes down. They may do things that we can't imagine. But they can't touch our soul. Our Father is in charge, my friends. If we are counted worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ, we should not whimper and cry and beg and plead to stop it. We should say, Father, thou will be done. Not ours. Just as Christ did in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he sweat drops of blood. Father, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, I know. I want a bellyache too like everybody else. Oh, you don't have no idea how bad I got it. I mean, oh, whine. I mean, that's just the way it is. As Crystal says sometimes, I just get whine, and she said, you want a little cheese with that whine? So anyway, I don't get a whine around here, and tomorrow I'll be working with five ladies in this office. It's going to be kind of, so I'll be real quiet tomorrow. But nonetheless, like I was saying, we have no reason to be afraid. And I know for the flesh we may fear. No one wants to suffer. Even Christ did not want to suffer on the cross. But he did it anyway for his Father's glory and for us. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Again, that doesn't mean that we may not be touched by it. But we're not to fear it. Our Father is still in charge of our lives. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are living according to his purpose, his will, his desires for our lives. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Miracles of our Father are tremendous, and they can happen and have happened and are happening. But on the greatest sense of this verse, we will never fall when we're in Christ. We may lose our lives physically, but you and I will never fall, nor see destruction in hell if we follow Christ and trust him. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. And folks, one day, I don't think we should, as Christians, should boast and look forward to this day necessarily. But one day you will see the wicked judged. One day you will judge angels. That's a promise given to us. And the faith that we have in him is knowing that one day this is going to be true. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You live in him. You breathe in him. You talk in him. You walk in him. He is your shield. He is your protector from whatever. He is the one who shelters you. He should be our habitation. The people I fail, oh my gosh, I fail. I tell people this all the time. If you spend a week with me, you probably never speak to me again because I fail so many times. I'm just a mere mortal. Just a flesh and blood man. With all the problems you all have and all the temptations and frustrations you all have. Now, we may have different problems on this earth, but we all are people who go through different things. I have been tremendously blessed on this earth. I've never been a wealthy man financially, ever. But I've been blessed to have a safe place to sleep and warm bed and plenty of food on the table and the love of a wonderful woman for almost 49 years. I don't know how to tell you this, folks. I don't want to get into this necessarily right now, but I want to share this with you. I get just as much a thrill when Marsha Jean holds my hand now as I did when we were first married. When we were dating. Sometimes you'll come over and sit in my lap when I'm in my chair and curl up in my lap. You have no idea what that means to me. And that's a blessing from my father. No, not because Marsha and I have been we're so good in ourselves. No, no, no. If we hadn't been born again believers trying to serve Christ, we'd probably been divorced like everybody else. We had ups and downs. Everybody does. But our vow before God is the most important thing to us. And, of course, to each other. We're together almost 49 years now. And just as happy as we can be to be together. She's my best friend, my companion. Although at times she can be very hard-headed. Other than that, but let's move on. We're getting too much trouble. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall thy plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Let me make a point here. We don't go out and tempt the Lord our God by going places we shouldn't go when we're not supposed to be there. We don't do that. Even Christ himself will not tempt the Lord. Satan said, jump off the temple, and he'll hold you up. His word says so. And Satan said, get thee behind me. You know, you don't tempt the Lord your God with doing things that you know are absolutely wrong without using prayer and common sense in the presence of what should be done. But I refuse to walk in fear with the coronavirus going around. I will not cease doing Bible studies. If I want to go downtown, I go downtown. I'm not going out to seek it. I'm not going out to act foolish and walk up and kiss strangers on the lips. That's not doing that. And I always have washed my hands and cleaned myself up and went in public. That's just the way it is. But I refuse to walk in fear over this nonsense. You say, well, preacher, people die with this. I mean, they really have died with it. I know that. I realize that. But thousands and thousands more have died with the regular flu. And I don't walk in fear of that. Back at the break, folks. Take a phone call next half hour. 844-769-2944. If this kind of preaching means anything to you, if this kind of preaching blesses you, folks, help us get on some more stations, please. Back at the break.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com, or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Back at your phone calls in a minute, I promise. As you keep the phones full, 844-769-2944. Don't forget, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I hope you can call and say hi to us anyway and help us if you can. Folks, there's a burden, it had been for me for a long time, to get reach all the people we can with the truth and to get emails. I mean, I get from all over the world, but this one from Shirley in England really touched me because what she said and humbled me in a lot of ways. I'm just Butch Paul. That's all that I am. People see me say, well, he ain't very pretty to look at. And his hair is getting thin and it's getting gray. He's heavy set. And he's not the brightest bulb in the house. That's just me. That's who I am. If he ain't good to me, it's Christ. It's not me. Move on, they'll get the phone calls. Where was I? But it says, he will give his angels charge over thee. Do you all know that we all have guardian angels? We do. Sometimes I let Marcia come on the air and share with you what she saw many years ago when I had been in a shooting accident, what she saw in our room. But none of this, move on. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dice thy foot against the stone. Of course, that's talking about Christ and prophecy and me mentioning Satan. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample on their feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore shall I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh my. Folks, I don't have to even add to anything to this. I read. There's nothing I can say. When you go into Psalms 92, sometimes read it. It's such a good thing, of course, to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. That's what we should do constantly. And I have trouble, as everybody else does. I start getting my mind on things of the world and looking at the waves of the sea, and I see them starting to sink. I say, Lord, save me, to pull me back out of the mess. Sometimes I go to bed and I generally go right to sleep. Sometimes I leave my mind is troubled. Wake up in the middle of the night, my mind is troubled. And I start thinking up the Lord, on the Lord and His blessings. And then I go back to sleep. Unless He put something in my heart that I need to do right at that time, a prayer or something to write or to teach on, to study, I should go back to sleep. That's the kind of God, folks, we can serve. His Hebrew name is Yahweh. His Greek name is Jehovah. He knows who He is. You don't have to call Him by a certain name when He hear you. He knows who He is. Jesus Christ, Yahshua, the Messiah. He knows who He is. He knows who you're praying to. We're not praying to a pagan God somewhere. We're not trusting in man's traditions and man's ways. We're not going to take holy sacraments to so we might be saved. Not going to count the rosary. We're not going to get this, go to where we thought, where you can sin like hell and go to heaven. One saved, always saved. Not going to do that either. We're going to go to the scriptures. and seek the will of the Lord. But folks, our promises and our refuge is in our Savior. Take that to bed tonight when you go to bed. Right now I'm talking to people somewhere. I know we are. We're out of work. Thanks to this hoax, this false flag event called coronavirus. They're out of work. They're struggling trying to pay the bills. Matter of fact, I have a personal acquaintance who works in the mines. The whole mine just shut down because two guys got sick with it. Shut down the whole coal mines for 6 weeks. The whole strip job. So nobody gets to work for 6 weeks. So I know they're tight on money. Young married couple got a baby. I understand all these things. And I know what it's like, believe it or not, folks. I've been there. I've been there when I didn't know how I was going to make the power, pay the power bill. I've been there when I didn't know how I was going to pay the phone bill. Matter of fact, I've had the phone turned off before because I couldn't pay the phone bill. I know what it's like to be embarrassed to get behind on a car payment, on a very small car payment, because I couldn't afford a new one, but I couldn't pay for it anyway, and I lost one car one time. I know what that's like, people. I've been there. I know what it's like to sweat to keep food on the table. But I never went hungry. Neither have my children. When you got three teenage boys in the house, you better have food on the table. If you don't, they'll eat the table. But that's, I've never done without. My family never has either. Never had, though. I didn't buy them Reeboks or these other name brand shoes. They were tickled to get a pair of shoes at a dollar store. They didn't care. Had some hand-me-downs. They didn't mind that either. My wife never complained. Marjorie never complained because she didn't drive a new car. Tried to keep her car a safe car, one that was dependable. And these put tires on, though I've had as many as three flats in a week because I couldn't afford tires. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to know that all people have the same problems. Unless you're born into a multi-millionaire family, you have the same problems. And I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of them are born into wealthy families, are cursed with a lot of things, a lot worse than not having money. I know what it's like, people, so don't think I'm talking for somebody that never been there. I've been there. But my God has been sufficient. He's been with me. He taught me through wise people how to handle finances. Like Bob Chapman and others, when he told me to start investing in gold and silver, that paid off everything I had years early. He taught me these things through his word and through people that knew more than I did. I listened. So I had no reason to doubt that he can keep me through all these things. If it be his will, I lose everything I have and live in a cave or don't live at all. Why would I be upset and angry? Why would I worry about that? Peter is going to be killed the next day. He's in prison, locked up to a chain to a guard. He's going to put to death the next day. An angel come and took him out. He thought he had a dream. Then when a lady comes to the door and knocked on the door, she thought she saw a ghost because they thought he's going to be dead. That's in your Bible. So I seriously don't worry like a lot of people worry. My life is in my Father's hands, and I know that. There are times I remind myself that. I'm just a man. I remind myself from time to time, my life's in his hands. I am not going anywhere till he says I am, and when he says I am, I'm out of here. No, that's not being nonchalant and not caring, not at all. I have faith to know that he'll take care of my wife if I'm going before she is and take care of things in this world, because this world will mean nothing to me. I'll leave it behind. I can't take it with me. I'll leave it here. And if I don't trust him enough to take care of whatever he leaves behind that I should be taken care of, then I don't have faith in him anyway. But we'll go to phone calls, like I said, because I do want to talk to you. And I'll keep phone lines full, 844-769-2944. Let's talk to our brother Addison up in Ohio. Addison, come on in.
In Ohio.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Pastor. We all know what's going on. I don't need to reiterate it. It's every place we look, we can look up, down, all the way around, and we can see it. And we can feel it. Something's really been on my mind, Pastor, is some repentance, fasting, and prayer. I was reading Daniel 9 there the other night. Daniel, being a righteous man, recognized that destruction can be averted with divine mercy. When you consider how Daniel prayed, he repented for not only his own sake, but for the sake of his own nation and his
Amen.
Brethren.
Amen.
For what they have done. I think this is really a good principle that we need to be looking into. And I'd like to maybe, your program starts Monday through Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And I'd like all my brothers and sisters to get down on their knees and be talking to the Lord. You know, guys, I think the shedding of innocent blood, this is just one thing, will be a veil. When I look at what we have done as a nation and what we, the shedding of innocent blood, the father's children for a very long time. And when you read Exodus 22, the warning is very clear. If you oppress any widow or fatherless child, and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cries, and my anger will wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your woman will be widows, and your children will be orphans. And when the unborn are going through this butchering process, they cry out to the Creator of heaven and earth. He promises he would avenge them. Would you guys pray with me?
Amen.
Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Folks, you heard that, right? Try to mark out your calendar, put it on your phone, whatever you got to do to remember that. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, let's agree with Addison in prayer. Let's do that. Thank you, Addison. And by the way, you made mention about the president and the seal not being on his on the podium when he speaks?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was sending a three-minute video day on email with a guy addressing this. He said there's something up with that. He has inside sources. He said there's something really up with that. I don't know what it is. My opinion is he's been stripped of his powers. That's my opinion.
Well, Pastor, I'm going to tell you something else. The Pope today just renounced, his name is Saint Benedict, and he just renounced that name and has taken on his original birth name. So he's somewhat lowering his own power. I think the Sanhedrin come out back in January, said that they know who their Messiah,
their Antichrist,
which would be the Antichrist, would be.
Yes.
And I think we're just about ready to see him, my brothers and sisters.
We're still been set up for it, Addison. Been set up for it.
Yeah. Let's get down on our hands and knees and do some heavy-duty repentance, folks.
Amen. 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
I love you guys.
Love you too, Addison. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Folks, bye-bye. A sweet man that loves the Lord and loves us. He's hearing his voice. Let's go next to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, welcome. Come on in.
Hi. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
Things up here, I can go to the store and things are fairly normal. There's some spot shortages, but there's no real panic. But, you know, this thing is worldwide, and so I have a hard time believing that it's just one thing. It seems to be something beyond just, you know, a normal thing. It seems to be something, you know, I would say satanic.
Oh, it is,
affecting
no doubt.
All the countries.
No doubt.
You know, I also noticed the lack of the presidential. I also heard that Jair Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil,
mm-hmm.
I heard that he was taken out as well. So I've been hearing all of these things myself, you know. And, of course, the churches are uncloaking themselves, most of them, as being what they are, frauds.
Yeah, that's true.
Pulpit pansies. Up here,
that's very true.
There's only one KGV, the city of a million, one KGV only church, and they're complete Zionist pansies. Done. I'll listen to you, Chuck Baldwin, and a few others, and the others. No, this means that I have to forsake the assembly. I have no choice. I can't go anywhere else. I could drive, even in Toronto, hundreds of miles away, there's not a proper church. What can I do?
Well, let me ask you a question.
I'm going to start paying more attention.
Jim, okay. I don't know if this will work or not for you, but, you know, we send out our DVDs. Or you, of course, you can watch all our teachings online if you have a computer. But we send out our DVDs once a month, and people do have friends over and have church at home. They put play in DVD player, and they listen to the lessons, and they talk about it, you know, among themselves. So people are having church at home, as I guess you say, me kind of like their in-home pastor.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like it.
Yeah, I mean, I know you don't have a pastor to lead you, so it's not, you know, that's, I don't know, a problem. But, I mean, in the early church, surely they would have had a similar situation.
Oh, they did. They met in houses.
When they were being,
yeah. They met in houses.
Yeah, hunted and persecuted.
Sure, they met
in houses. They went into the catacombs of Rome, and, you know, so maybe this is going to be, maybe this will be something similar. But, no, there's something going on. There's a lot of fraud and misinformation out there. And I find it very disturbing. I mean, what are people going to do after months and months that a lot of the people are not going to be able to have, you know, be able to buy food or pay the rent?
That's
all the businesses
true.
Going under?
What, if,
it's terrible.
If mine's going blank, has his way, you won't buy anything with that proper ID anyway. ID 2020, I mean, you won't buy anything with that proper ID. Bill Gates, I said that. And by the way, you have a computer, go to our website, go look under news, and go to this month's headlines. Look, there's some stuff I put up there about what's happening with coronavirus, the fraud behind it. Watch the videos of people going to the hospital where everybody's supposed to be lined up waiting, and they're totally empty. Hospitals actually laying staff off.
Yeah, there are a lot of videos on YouTube showing. Well, there had a lineup up in New York outside of one of their big hospitals saying all these big things. Not showing people's faces, mind you, okay? And then later the guy goes there and he shows that there's nobody there. Then he goes, he's in Hawaii and this woman, you know, oh, we were packed and he surveilled the place. And it turns out, you know, nobody there. He goes up and she does the, tries to put her hand on his camera, on his phone.
Yes, she did. She had basically attacked him. Well, I got to move another call here, Jeff. Anything else you want to say?
Oh. No, that's about it. I just, everybody take care of themselves, and people are deluded, but I can see right through it. I don't know why they're deluded, but they are deluded. Maybe, you know.
Well, the Bible tells you why. The Bible tells you why the God of this world has them blinded.
Yeah, obviously.
The God of this world
is unbelievable, really.
It is unbelievable.
Anyway,
it is.
So,
well, good call.
Anyway,
thank you, Jeff. Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right. Let's stay up north and let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Dino. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, amen. What you've been saying about this whole thing, people out there listening across the country, you know this too, Mr. Pa, that this thing is an overblown fraud, and no matter how many people get sick from it, for some reason they know on the exact day that how many people more got sick or died. It's all a bunch of, I'm not going to say the word, but it's a bunch of BS, right, Butch? You know
I agree. Bull crap. That's what it is.
Yep.
Absolutely, it is. And there's no way around it. It is. It's a fraud. But I know people, my family, who are scared to death.
Oh, wow. No. Me and my
They're
wife,
scared.
We know it's wrong. I have a friend here that came over today and listened to you, and we agreed, and I'll give you a couple of verses, Butch. Psalm 78, verse 50. You know that one?
Read it to us.
Psalm 78, verse 50. Well, when the Lord is angry, he will give people over to the pestilence that he sends. This here one is sent by man. Right, Butch?
Well, you know that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says, for those who will not believe the truth, he said, God said, I'll send in a strong delusion so they believe a lie and be damned.
Yep.
So people are taking that seriously. I read Psalms 2. You know, the heathen rages and imagines a vain thing. They better pay attention. I'm trying to warn them right now because one day they're going to stand before him and give account.
Yep.
Anything else, Dino?
got Psalm 91:11 refers to guardian angels, brother.
And yes.
Guardian angels is in the Bible 16 times. Now let's make America great stuff. Nope, I'll say one more verse. It's Psalm 95. Verse 3, the Lord is a great God and a great King. You don't transfer the word great to a nation. You know, the people that are trying to politicize this thing, it's not of the Bible, people. It's wrong. And the Bible says not to trust all men. Any man, that includes most politicians, right, Butch?
It includes all politicians. It includes any man. You don't trust any man for your salvation, temporal or eternal. You may have man help you. Some man may have a good heart, a good believer brother may try to help you temporally.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't trust government to do these things because they end up trying to own you.
Yep. And they do those. Read Psalm 90. That was written by Moses, people. David wrote that from Moses. So even Moses was in the Psalms, despite being dead for a couple thousand years before he wrote. Yeah, Psalm 90 was written by Moses. Of course, that David wrote in regards to what he remembered from Moses. So there we have to bring some of these things forward to today, like Moses,
amen.
Like David brought forward Moses. Words forward to his time.
That's right, exactly right. Well, they fit us today, just this was did 4,000 years ago. Please call, Dino, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate the call.
Later.
Thank you, brother. God bless. All right, let's go next to Randy in Florida. Randy, come and join us.
Chris Ann Hall recently wrote that this nation is losing its mind, its marbles. And I, case in point, there was a surfer out in Malibu, out in the ocean by himself, and the lifeguards chewed him out for not doing social distancing.
Yeah, I read that. I did.
You know,
I did.
I mean, it's like the Looney Tunes theme song should be playing. But,
well, a mayor in Illinois.
You don't hear about this, but we brought this coronavirus on ourselves. In the USA, we have over a dozen of these level 4 biogabs, which Francis Boyle, who wrote our bioweapons statute, said there's no legitimate medical or scientific purpose for these things.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yet,
yes.
Well, the thing about this is that Trump is the commander-in-chief. If he had any scruples or ethics, he'd shut all those down. But I won't hold my breath for that to happen.
Well, I think he's been stripped of his power. I truly do. But, you know, he's talking about nonsense. A town in Illinois said they couldn't even have a church drive-in services. They can't even have a drive-in service because between people on the road. And Kentucky said some of the same thing. So we're seeing insanity spread, and the churches are bowing to their new master.
Well, it's from Oakland. You have the abortion centers are still open. They're letting all the violent criminals out of jail, but the churches are closed.
That's exactly right.
Good point. What's wrong with that picture?
Good point.
You know, so like I said, but, you know, these biolabs are nothing but mad scientists, and they're doing it with our tax money. You know, so we brought this upon ourselves.
Yeah, we really have. We financed our own demise. Good point.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, time's running short. We'll leave it there.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon, my friend. I really will. And folks, I've got time for another phone call if you hurry. And you know, I haven't had any ladies call me for a long time on the air. If you'd like to call, I wish you would. 844-769-2944. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left. But folks, tonight's program, I did want to do something to try to uplift you. I really did. I wanted to make you understand that the Lord God told us that you're going to have the wicked in derision. You're going to laugh at their calamity. But he will protect us either through this or take us out of it, one or the other. I can't promise you which way you'll get through it. But with faith in him, we will get through all this insanity. I do believe that we're on the verge, seriously, of a system going up before the mark of the beast with Gates and all of them trying to get this ID 2020 and other things passed. Where they give you a badge if you're vaccinated so you can travel and get around. This is all coming together very quickly. This coronavirus that took down the world's finances was planned a long time ago. It's now becoming to fruition. We've seen them put it in place. They run practice runs in the past. There's a movie out back in the 2011 about some of the same similar ideas. This has been planned. And folks, whether we like to think we're smart or not, we fell right into their snare. We played along with it in mass, not all of us, but in mass. They've obeyed what they were told to do. The people become a bunch of whiny, whimpering cowards. Pastors trying to do church from home instead of meeting in congregations, as you're told to in Hebrews 10:25. All this insanity is proving what America has become. A nation of faithless, I hate to use a word, faithless Christians. Faithless Christians, which means they're not Christians at all. We are not to bow before man when it comes to obeying the laws of God. Acts 5:29, read it for yourself. We're to stand for His glory. And I didn't say go out and commit suicide and act stupid. I'm not saying that. But something as in severe and as in significant as this coronavirus is, why are you pastors not having fellowship? If the members don't want to come, let them stay home. It's your job, pastor, to lead. If you don't lead, no one can follow. And if you're not going to lead, why should they follow? It's just that simple. Now, folks, like I said, I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to talk to you. I really would. I truly would. I hope I've been a blessing to you this week with our lesson, with our teachings and what we tried to do last couple of nights, especially by ourselves. I hope we've done something that uplifted you and made you feel like, well, that you're important. And you are important in the eyes of God. You are. Christ died for you. If you've been the only person alive in the world, He would have went to the cross just for you. That's the kind of love He has for us. So you are important in His eyes. And somebody's watching you. Somebody needs you. Somebody's looking to you for guidance. What kind of influence you're going to have in those people's lives? What kind of life you're going to live? You're going to glorify our Savior and try to do what's right? Or you become angry, bitter, slothful, cowardly? Is that what you're going to be? The choice is yours now. And that's all I have to say, because I can't say anything other than that. No matter what I say beyond that, it'll be a waste of time, because, folks, it is your choice. And by the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. I'll see you on Melody's program tomorrow afternoon. So have a wonderful night. Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.